We are joined in the media center here at Summit Motorsports Park by our top fuel winner, Steve Torrence, here at the Summit Racing Equipment NHRA National. Seven final rounds in a row and sixth win on the season in the first 12 races. Seventh win in the first 12 races for the Torrence family. And your second win here at Norwalk. A huge victory. You take down Pat Dakin in the final round. Dakin, truly a legend. Kind of interesting in that you probably knew you weren't the fan favorite to win going into the final round with Dakin being such a legend and an underdog story. Maybe even some guys, you know, on your own team were feeling their heartstrings tugged by Pat Dakin, but you went out and got the job done.
Absolutely. I mean, I was rooting for Pat Dakin. That guy is, not only is he a legend, but he's just a cool dude, and we've been able to become friends over the last 4, 5, 6 years, and just a genuinely good guy and a lot of fun. We share a lot of the same thoughts and philosophies on things, and we enjoy racing out here. I give him crap. He gives me crap. He comes over and has a beer with us sometimes, and just a cool guy. And to be able to have a final round here, which would be probably his hometown track, and we need the points. He probably wanted to win for just to kick my butt and talk trash to me for the rest of the year, but you couldn't have had a better final round.
You beat Jordan Vandegrift, Doug Coletta, and Brittany Force en route to victory. You're still on an amazing run in that seven final rounds in a row is incredible. Nominated for an ESPY, making the countdown a perfect endeavor last year and winning 11 of 11 final rounds. Your team is just grooving, but you said today you weren't driving at your best. Please explain.
Well, I mean, you know, coming through qualifying, I think I averaged like a 56 light in the four rounds, and the day I wasn't in the 50s except for in the final round, and some days you come out here and you just feel really on top of your game, and some days you're a little slow feeling, and today was one of those slow days, and unfortunately it was the day that I needed to be really on top of my game. But when track conditions are like they are, where it's a little bit tricky, and you have to count on the crew chief to go down through there, those guys had my back. It went down four laps in a row, and the guy in the other lane just made a mistake. So this is completely a team sport. It's the driver gets the spotlight, gets to do all the talking, but without those guys that are turning the knobs and working on it and giving Richard Hogan and Bobby Lagana a car to tune, it's nothing. So I'm just the hood ornament for the TR Capco boys, and just pretty happy and proud to drive it.
Let's open it up to questions from any members of the media for Steve Torrence, our Mellow Yellow Top Fuel World Champion. Yes, Phil Burgess, National Dragster.
So in Bristol, you had your pretty good streak going into the final. You get beat by Salinas there. What do you do to turn around from that, and how much did that bother you, losing that streak?
You know, you got to look at it for what it is. We had a parts failure. It broke a crank. We left on him. We were and not taking anything away from him, but we left on him. We had 400s on him at the starting line, and we were ahead at half track, and the car just didn't last. That's part of top fuel racing. I mean, those things, it's a wonder they even crank sometimes. So, you know, it didn't really do anything to us mentally. It, you know, at some point something's going to happen. Even if everybody does their job perfectly, something's going to happen. It's racing. So we just took it and rolled with the punches and came back out here. I mean, that's all we could do. You can't sit around and say, oh, well, our streak's over. What are we going to do? I mean, go racing again. At the end of the day, none of this really even matters. They're going to take all these points and throw them out the window after Indy, and we're going to have to fight tooth and nail for it in the countdown. So, you know, I see comments, well, they're doing this and they're wasting time, and people are laughing at them for dominating in the regular season. We want to win every race we go to. You know, you're not trying to play a strategy and just go race to get in the top 10 and race the last six. We want to win all of them. And so there's a different mindset for us. I mean, you can go up and just kind of lob at it and be halfway until the end and try, or you can just stay on top of your A game and try to run it through the end of the year, and that's what we're doing.
The engine that expired against Mike Salinas, it was I had heard Alan Reinhart, the lead announcer of the NHRA, mentioned that it was on display here in the Midway. Are you aware of that?
Yeah, actually, somebody came by and asked me if it was for sale at the trailer, and I was like, I don't know, it might be. But, Yeah, I think it is on display at the Race Ugly Trailer. I think that they got it for sale or something. So we'll see. That's the only thing that you can do with used parts is sell them to somebody for a souvenir that when they look like that.
No, it was just interesting, like an expired engine in the final round against Mike.
Yeah.
It was like, hey, guys, we had an expired engine, almost as if it was a little bit of a statement, like parts failure.
Well, I mean, it is parts failure. And anybody that really knew what was going on, I mean, Alan Johnson was the first guy to text Hogan and said, good job, great race. You had us beat and parts failure. I mean, it is what it is. That's old news. I mean, Mike won the race and did what he needed to do to win the race, and we had a parts failure. You can't take that away from him. So, I mean, it is what it is.
33rd race win. Corey Mack would be next on the all-time list. He has 34. You're 24-5 in final round, 6 of 12 wins this year. We're now at the halfway point. You're pretty much a 50% driver. You win half the time you show up lately.
That's pretty good odds. I kind of halfway paid attention to what you were saying because I don't really want to think about that. I mean, we'll look at the points and stats at the end of the season and really probably not look at them too hard then. I think that's something you look at when you finish your career and you try to relish those moments and just keep moving forward.
Excellent. Any other questions for Steve? Steve, congratulations. Winning here at Norwalk, big win, and keep on trucking.
Thank you.
Final question, sorry. Nominated for the ESPY. That is something that is good for drag racing, to get everybody voting for you. That having been said, you know, you're going up against guys like Lewis Hamilton, world celebrities in Formula One. We've talked about this in the past. Your family race team is now, you know, on the radar of world motorsport. What would that mean if the drag racing family, crowd, fans rallied behind you and voted you up there?
You know, it's pretty unreal to even be considered or nominated for that. I didn't even know what an ESPY was, so it's definitely a huge honor. I'm glad to be able to represent the sport of NHRA drag racing, and it would be huge for not only myself, but I think it would be huge for drag racing to be able to maybe stand a chance at winning that, and if all the fans would get behind us, whether they like me or not, I think it would be a good thing for NHRA. Whether you're a Steve Torrence fan or you can't stand my guts, it's more than about me. It's really about our sport and getting the recognition that maybe we deserve that we haven't over some of the other forms of motorsports. I mean, John Force and Brittany, they've been nominated, and I mean, you know, Brittany's relatively new like I am, but John's been out here for 100 years and won 16 championships, and if that guy doesn't win it, I mean, something's up. So everybody needs to rally together and try to push NHRA to the front of that thing is what I think. And I mean, I'm doing all I can do. I'm voting for myself every day. So hopefully we can make some good of it.
I got your back also. Every day I'm voting. NHRA.com, vote Steve. Yes.
What is, in your career, what is there left for you to accomplish?
I think as far as
it was a question.
Okay. I mean, there's you still want to win championships. You still want to try to stay motivated and go out there and do this. I mean, yeah, you set some records and you do some things that are neat and prestigious, but there's always those guys that are ahead of you. There's still a long ways to go and a lot of success that we need to try to achieve to be in those ranks with Tony Schumacher and John Force and just the legends of this sport. I mean, Big Daddy, and I mean, I'm racing against guys like Pat Dakin out here that's 73 years old and just still doing it. So I don't know if my next 36 have to be as tough as the first 36, I might not make it. But we're going to do as much as we can and enjoy it, because at some point this ride will come to an end, and we're going to live it as hard and fast as we possibly can and try to have a good time doing it.
Steve, congratulations. Thank you.
Thank you.